And Lori Lewis and the Right Hands opening American Pastimes this afternoon with The Golden West. That's the title track of the CD by the same name, The Golden West. That's a tune written by Bill Monroe. Here on American Pastimes, we're being underwritten by Yang Professional Chiropractic, offering chiropractic services at 2275 Meyer Street in Oroville and 1835 North Beale Street, Suite B in Marysville. Dr. Ma Yang offers Hmong translation and accepts car accidents, sports injuries, neck and back pain, along with leg and arm pain insurance. To reach Dr. Yang, call 533-6400. And also underwriting American Pastimes and Community Radio this afternoon is locally owned Mama Celeste's Stone Baked Pizzeria, serving 30 signature thin crust Chicago style stone baked pizzas, calzones, hand tossed salads, homemade meatballs, wings, and there's also a vegan option there as well. Mama Celeste is located in the Safeway Plaza on Nord Avenue, open every day at 4 p.m. and noon on Sunday. That's Mama Celeste Stone Baked Pizzeria, 345-1510. And let's get back right into the music with Jim and Jesse.
There's a deep, turbid river flowing on before, and this water's a deep and wide. But faith sees a light, yes, a beacon bright, just down by the riverside. There's a light at the river, a light at the river, a light at the river I can see. Have loved her from their homes removed, dip their wings in the mystic tide. They passed o'er the deep where they'll never more weep, into light on the other side. There's a light at the river, a light at the river, a light at the river I can see.
Bowers and Old Joe Clark from the CD Friend for Life. Prior to Brian Bowers, we heard Jim and Jesse and Light of the River. That's off of a CD called A Gift for Keith. And opening up American Pastimes this afternoon is Lori Lewis and the Right Hands. And if you've been paying attention to the news, you've probably heard, no doubt, that Merle Haggard passed away today, actually on his birthday. And Haggard lived just up the road from us in Shasta County. And his parents moved to California from Oklahoma during the Great Depression. And they actually made that move after their barn burned down and settled in with all the other migrants coming out this way to the promised land. They settled in Bakersfield, eventually moving to Oildale, where they evidently his dad got a hold of an old boxcar and they converted that into a home. Spent a lot of his younger years as a juvenile delinquent, getting incarcerated quite a bit. And he did have a musical break at one point as a teenager when Lefty Frizzell heard him singing backstage and gave him some stage time. But that wasn't enough to keep him out of jail. But it was in 1958, when he was incarcerated in San Quentin for doing a robbery, that he did see Johnny Cash perform. And that seemed to be one of the inspirations for him to get into music. He joined the prison band, and when he got out, he did odd jobs, dug ditches and all of that, but he also performed around Bakersfield and made some recordings. Ended up in Las Vegas performing along with Wynn Stewart. And in 64 it was, he recorded Sing a Sad Song. And we're going to be listening, of course, to Merle throughout American Pastimes this afternoon. But first, here's Wynn Stewart.
Sing me a song, sadness, and sing it as blue as I feel. If a tear should appear, it's because she's not here. So sing a sad song and sing it for me. She's unhappy with me. She told me so. I'm unhappy without her. And I still love her so. So just sing me a song of sadness, pretend that it's the end of the world. Sing it sweet and sing it low, and then I'll have to go. Sing a sad song and sing it for me. Now here's Ralph Moon. Oh, sing it sweet, then sing it low, and then I'll have to go. So sing a sad song and sing it for me.
It's all been ground down. in a 1910. Just like they drove the men. Ooh. Go down, oh Hannah, and don't you rise no more. Ooh. And don't you rise up to the judgment days for sure. Like you done poor old Shan. Well, you drove that bully till he went stone blind.
if a tear should appear, it's because she's not here. Sing a sad song and sing it for me. She's unhappy with me. She told me so. I'm unhappy without her, and I still love her so. Oh, sing me a song, a sadness pretend it's the end of the world. Sing it sweet and sing it low, and then I'll have to go. Sing a sad song and sing it for me. Sing it sweet and sing it low, and then I'll have to go. Sing a sad song and sing it for me.
With our sing sad song, the Minster opposition over here at the start of the second of Ginsburg's friends, Merle, to make a recording of himself. That became his first radio hit, actually, got some significant airplay on radio stations. Didn't hit the top 100 or anything like that, but it got him out there. He followed up with a few hits after. We'll get into that immediately after we take a break here. When we talk between Minster and Record, we heard the brains behind Pa and his band from the Midwest, and CD's called Old Hat. About 15, 20 years ago, it was that version of 18 on the Brazos. Following the brains behind Pa, we heard John Hartford, Bob Carlin, and from a city called The Fun Open Discussion. The tune was their rendition of Short and Bread. And up at American Pastimes, KZFR, 90.1 FOC, Merle Haggard. That's what we're going to do today. And I chose to go just up the road a bit. And, of course, he's the other guy who came out of Bakersfield with the Bakersfield sound in the mid-1960s. So let's turn to that. We're going to hear Merle with his second major recording that got him into making sure I have a cue correctly. Looks like I do. Let me just try to get this. Okay, we're going to go with one of those early recordings that I had planned. This is a kind of list of here from the 1960s when he was the issue from Capitol Records.
Me. I'm branded with the note. Guess I'll never clear my name, 'cause everybody knows I've been in jail. No matter where I'm living, I got to tell them where I've been, or they'll send me back to prison if I fail. And be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. Branded man out in the cold. Bonnie was a waitress in a small cafe. Clyde Barrow was the rounder that took her away. They both robbed and killed until both of them died. So goes the legend of Bonnie and Clyde, the poems that she wrote of the life that they led, told of the lawmen left dying or dead. Some said Clyde made her life a shame, but the legend made Bonnie the head of the game. The rampage grew wilder with each passing day, the odds growing smaller with each getaway. With the end growing closer, the harder they fought. With blood on their hands, they were bound to get caught. They drove back from town on one bright summer day, when a man they befriended stepped out in the way. With no thought of dying, they pulled to the side, but death lay there waiting for Bonnie and Clyde. 2 years of running was ended that day, for robbing and killing they both had to pay. But we'll always remember how they lived. So goes the legend of Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie and Clyde. Down every road, there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I raised a lot of cane back in my younger days, while Mama used to pray my crops would fail. Now I'm a hunted fugitive with just two ways: outrun the law or spend my life in jail. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone.
every road, there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I can't afford the luxury of having one.